والإقليميين والمنظمات الدولية من ضمنها جامعة الدول العربية والاتحاد.
That's part of a broadcast from Libya's newest source of news and information. The satellite channel Libya TV is in its second full week of operation, airing 6 hours a day. Libya TV is based in Doha, Qatar, an Arab nation that supports the Libyan rebels and is supplying broadcast facilities. The funding for the broadcast comes primarily from wealthy Libyan businessmen living abroad. Mahmoud Shaman, a Libyan expat and member of the rebel Interim National Council, founded the channel. Its aim, he says, is to counter Libya's state-run media and offer another view of Libya, especially what's going on in the liberated areas. I asked Mahmoud what he's been broadcasting since the channel went on the air.
It's a combination of news bulletin on the top of the hour and talk shows. We have a very popular show now called The People Talk, and we are getting a huge number of calls from all parts of Libya.
So it's basically a call-in show where people can ask questions, or are they telling you what's going on?
Ask questions, give comments, ask about situations in other cities, ask about people in other cities, all kind of conversation. Sometimes we got an angry calls from Gaddafi supporters in Sirte and other areas, but most of it is a very favorable calls, and this is a very good show.
There's been an awful lot of coverage in the Western media, at least, about Muammar Gaddafi trying to keep a very tight control on media coverage of what's happening in Libya. How do you get around those controls and find out the information that you need?
We are using correspondents, if I may say. We are sending satellite TVs and internet over there, and we got the response and the feedback from them.
Some of them, certainly are taking a big risk. Are you concerned about the reporters?
Of course we're concerned about big risk, but we are in the atmosphere of revolution. People are giving their lives, okay? So some of us has to take some risk to do the job, and they are willing to do that.
So I read that you recruited your staff via Facebook. Who are most of your reporters? Would you say that they are, revolutionaries, or are they journalists? Are they citizen journalists? Is it a combination? Yeah.
Our operation on Doha depends largely on the Libyans on exile. But our operation in Libya is totally Libyans and totally young Libyans. Mm. If you'd like to ask if we have a political identity, our political identity of the supporters of the revolution.
Right. And there have been efforts to prevent your broadcasts?
Yeah, they are trying every day. Sometimes they jam us for an hour, 2 hours, and we are able to change our frequency every time. And we know Jazeera did it before, Al Arabiya did it before in many occasions, and we're going to do it. So I'm sure we're going to be watchable by the Libyans. We are planning now in a few days to go for 12 hours, and by 3 weeks from now, we are planning to go 24 hours.
And you're building a studio in Libya?
We are building now a temporary studio that we can have the backdrop of the city. Our aim is to move to Tripoli. There the place when we can build studios and other things.
Eventually, if you are able to grow as you see yourself being able to grow that quickly and move into Libyan cities and become a 24-hour operation, what network would you consider yourself similar to? Would it be CNN?
No, we are not aiming to be that big. We still have a long way to build our country, and we have to go step by step to rebuild some basic principles and laws and et cetera, et cetera. We have been deprived from the rights of everything for 42 years. We should not restrict the press from express their point of view. So if we did not establish a kind of mechanism for free press from now will be like any other Arab countries when we have a Ministry of Information or Communication to control everything. We'll never do that.
Mahmoud Shaman is founder of Libya TV, a new independent broadcaster seeking to counter state-run media in Libya. He spoke with us from Doha. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.